Professor Collins joins us for a call. I was curious, as many are too, about what his plans are for the future. Obviously, we're all aware that he didn't get the mayoralty, although he fought hard to do so. In the end, the mayoralty was won by the moneyed mob from the leafy suburbs. But that's another story, because we're moving on with life, aren't we, Professor? Tēnā koe and te lofa lava.
No, kia ora Dale, kia ora matua, and thank you very much for having me on this morning. Yeah, we do move on, and I've enjoyed the last month or so just kind of reflecting. You know, many of your listeners will know that it took a huge toll on my family, and everyone had to participate. You know, when you're running functions and events, whether it's for the church or for the family, you call on your family first. And so I'm grateful to my family for all their support. And over the last few weeks, it's really just been about, well, what opportunities are there? Let's reflect for a time and actually take some time out, because it was a demanding campaign. You'll know from the conversations that we had that I announced in last November that I would be seeking the mayoralty. I got endorsement in February, and we've been on the go since. So it's been a really enjoyable campaign, but it's pretty draining as well on the energy levels, and so it's been a good time to reflect.
Well, take a breather, but I hear you at the Labor Party conference, red one moment, talking with the Greens. I suppose you've had lunch with Winston, and you're going to have some dinner with Seymour.
Yeah, I'm quite happy to have lunch with anybody at the moment, because this brother's unemployed right now, so any meal that I can get out of people, I'm really happy to have. But I think when it comes to politics, you know, I said that at the time local government was done for me, and that was because I only stood for the mayoralty. I didn't seek to stand again for my seat in Manukau. I've been replaced by Lotu Fuli, who I'm really proud of, and I think she'll do a great job for the residents of Manukau. But now it's an opportunity for me to look at what my options are. And yeah, I've just had really generous and open discussions with both the Labor Party and the Greens, looking at what is happening next year with a general election, an election that'll be really close. And if I can contribute to making sure that our focus for any kind of policy platform is ensuring that vulnerable families are advocated for, that we've got a real desire to build more houses and ensure that there's enough in benefits and an income, living wage, all of those things that really matter to me, then I'll talk to anybody who's interested in those things to seek how we continue to push that agenda forward.
Have you been a Green? I mean, would you say you're an environmentalist by nature, Professor?
Yeah, I would say that, especially over the last few years. You'll know too that I was endorsed by the Greens. The Greens have never endorsed a mayoral candidate, so I had major support from them. I guess, you know, my natural inkling is towards serving vulnerable communities, attacking poverty, dealing to issues of homelessness. And when it comes to climate change, for me, my focus has been on the Pacific, making sure that we're doing everything we can to mitigate the issues that we are that's causing the carbon emissions, because we know we've got rising sea levels in the Pacific, and we're going to be the first to pay the price for emissions that we're not responsible for. And we know that the Pacific's only responsible for 0.01% of all gas emissions, which means that the Western world's got to do a bit better. And so that's been my inclination, especially over the last decade, around what we're doing for climate mitigation and resilience in the Pacific. And I think this is just an extension of it. So yeah, the Greens, I think the Greens are all of that. They're an environmentally sustainable party. They want us to deal to issues of homelessness and poverty. So I think there's a good fit there, but there's not I'm just talking about the possibility of a fit. There's been no invitation to come in and say, here, come stand. It's just let's have some open discussions and see what you want to do for the next little while.
Thanks, but we can run the headlines on Waitea News saying Professor Collins is heading to Parliament. You'll be okay with that?
Yes, as long as our people come out and vote. And I think that was the challenge that we all had. And, you know, that's been one of the things that people have reflected on, is when it came to the votes where we could really count on. You know, look at the South Auckland vote. Percentage-wise, I did really well, and I'm really grateful for everyone out south who voted. And I think you look through the rest of Auckland, and then there were some real challenges. And we've got to make sure we bridge those messages. You know, when I was talking about free public transport, that's actually really good for poorer communities, where you're not having to worry about, you know, filling up the car, you can jump on the bus for free. And for me, that was something that we need to be talking about. But maybe the messaging needs to be such that we're supporting the community. So yeah, I'm if Parliament is where I can make a serious difference to advocate for the community, then I'll do everything possible to get there, because I want to be able to continue to advocate. You know, I'm not going to go into some cushy, well-paying job. That's not the way I was raised. And whilst that would be really nice and it might pay off the mortgage a lot quicker, I'm really interested in advocating for community communities that have been calling out for us to do something better. No different to when I stood up against the armed response teams that the police had. You know, we've all got to stand up together. You know, I'm now in a committee under the leadership of Tā Kim, Workman, people like Kylie Quince, people we know really well. That's who I'm standing alongside so that we can advocate strong for our people.
It does seem like a player bargaining with NRL clubs, because you're, as I say, having cups of tea with the red team and the green team. Winston still hasn't invited you for a cup of tea yet, but what about the blue team?
Yeah, well, there's been no invitation for a cup of tea just yet. Look, and I've got good friends. You know, I have a lot of respect and time for Tama Pōtaka, who's just been announced as the candidate for Hamilton West. And I think one of the things that we're doing differently, Matua, is when it comes to politics, we don't just get, you know, we don't just wear a red hat, a green hat, or a blue hat. What we wear is a community hat. And that means that, you know, I'm close friends with Agnes Lawhenny, with Vestas Sam Lotuinga, all people who've been part of the National Party. And I think what we've got to do is, irrespective of who's in government, we've got to be advocating, we've got to be pushing people. So, you know, no cups of tea with anyone from the National Party yet, but I've been telling them my greater interest is in a lime milkshake. So if they're wanting to have a lime milkshake, then I'll sit down with anybody. But, you know, I was really grateful for people's time, because people have been really generous with their time, and I'm happy to speak to whoever.
Mate, you must be psychic. I love lime milkshakes. In fact, I prefer lime thick shakes. But anyway, look at that. Crikey, not many people go for lime. Anyway,
yeah.
Nice guys can finish last. The other bloke got in there and says, listen, I'm going to sack all and sundry. I'm going to sack the ports. I'm going to sack Panuku. Look, I'm going to sack Ateed. That's just not your political style, eh?
Yeah, and look, I think we're of an era now where people want to be recognised and appreciated for what they're doing. Look, I would say that there have been some backtracks on the part of the incoming mayor, and I think that's a good thing. What I tried to say is, this is where I would start from, and I think it's one thing to pick up on people's anger in the community, and that's what gets your vote up, but then to actually get into the system and realise you can't do the kinds of things you were saying you could do, and all it's done is just gather people's fear and anger and frustration, and that's what determined the vote. You know, even the whole idea around, well, now assets might be up. You know, there's the announcement yesterday that perhaps the airport shares are now up for sale. And that was something I said right from the beginning. I would be against any sale of our strategic assets at council. And that's because if you look at the history of that, those 22% of our shares that we own in the airport, that came from Manukau. All of those shares, that's the money, that's the inheritance and the dividend that the people of Manukau have brought into Auckland City, and now people are turning around saying, well, we should sell that because it's not getting us $60 million a year. And so those are the kinds of things we need to be thinking about. And I know that these are tough issues for us to conceptualise sometimes, but it shows that the style that's going to work for the future of our nation and our city is one that's collaborative, inclusive. You're going to have to make hard calls. We can all do that. You just go to the marae or your local church. It all looks nice and pretty on the outside, but the real grunt of that work, where the hard conversations happen, is behind the scenes. And that's perhaps my style of leadership. So, look, I was honest to the community. I missed out in the end, but that's cool. I just move on, and we've got to prepare for next time, if there is a next time. So that's the kind of direction I'll head in.
Can I assume you haven't thrown out your red billboards? You might need them again.
Yeah, yeah, except they're purple. So I'm not sure that red and green make purple.
Hey, mate, well, good on you. You know, you worked real hard in that last year, and indeed as a councillor for a long time. So, you know, we can understand some breathing space needed for you. But I'm picking it's not going to be too far down the track till we know whether you'll be who you'll be standing for. It seems a given that you will be standing. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, well, my desire is to continue to advocate. At the moment, I haven't nominated for anything, so I'm not standing at the moment. But look, Dale, you'll be one of the first to know, because, you know, one of the things I've really appreciated about Radio Waiti is you've been open to the open, genuine, authentic conversations. And that's why, you know, a lot of things. I remember when I announced my run for the mayoralty, I announced it on Radio Waiti. And I want our people to know first, if there's going to be any announcement, It's going to be our people who are going to know first, because I think that's how we should be walking with the community, that we don't go off and do things wherever, where there's lots of attention. We do things amongst our own. So don't you worry, it'll be Radio Wātea that knows first. Once, if I do confirm that I'm standing and I sign that nomination form, whether it's with Labour, the Greens, or anybody else for that matter, because I am, I'm having a cup of tea with a member of the top party, the Opportunities Party. So, look, I'm open to conversations. This is about how we do it, and I seem to be announcing everything on your show, so I'll just continue that way and keep talking to you.